Hello and welcome to the Real Estate Experts Podcast with Jacob and Jennifer Fries. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jennifer.
Today we have a guest in-house. We are so excited. So Brenda Lee is a realtor that specializes in commercial realty. She was born and raised in Northwest Arkansas, grew up here in Springdale. Her expertise spans commercial, land, residential, and investment properties. She has multiple designations, which are very impressive, and some specific ones to commercial as well. She has been in real estate since 2002. Welcome, Brenda. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so glad to have you.
We're so happy you're here. And just for everyone to know that Brenda and I, we met in BNI. So we're like BFFs in BNI with referral champions. So just for the listening audience
there you go.
To know.
Shout out.
Yeah. So anyway, we're so excited that you're here today. And, you know, I think one of the connections that Brenda and I had in the very beginning was the fact that we both take real estate really to a different level. And we take it the education side of it.
I was going to say the designations, like you both. It's very impressive.
Yeah. So we both look at real estate a lot the same way. I mean, you know, I don't do commercial. I say that. And so, you know, I refer all that to Brenda. And, you know, so she does the commercial side. But I mean, it's just so important to be so knowledgeable. And that's what just, you know, I feel like that's why Brenda and I, it's like we have good vibes going all the time because of that. You know, we really connect on that level. And so, Brenda, talk to us a little bit about, because, you know, Jacob kind of mentioned, you know, the commercial industry. So talk to the listeners about what that is and what you're doing.
So in commercial, it is totally different than residential on so many different levels. In commercial, you have industrial, retail, land, investments, multifamily. And typically, a lot of commercial brokers will specialize in a certain area. However, I don't. And I'm open to doing multiple different things. And with my training in my CCIM courses right now that I'm taking, it really opens a lot of doors and opportunities for me.
So say that one more time so people understand what CCIM. Can you explain to the listeners what that designation is?
Yes. So it is Certified Commercial Investment Member. And there are around 20 to 30 CCIM designees here in Northwest Arkansas.
Wow.
So you do not have to be a realtor, a broker, or anybody to get your designation or take the courses. You have investment people who do investments for lenders. There's investment people who work for just different people that you wouldn't think would have a CCIM. So it's widespread.
Well, what I had noticed, just because I knew you and I were going to come on and I knew this had been something that you've been working on. And so I just wanted to kind of research CCIM because, you know, I'm not in commercial industry, so or on that side of it. So I wanted to learn a little bit more about it. But what I found out is there's like, over 2.9 million people that are practicing in the U.S. commercial real estate, and there's only over 13,000 CCIM members.
Really?
So
I million.
No idea.
Yep. And so the number that stuck out in my head was you just said 20 to 30, you know, in Northwest Arkansas. Well, there's, I don't know how many of those are just commercial, but over 3,000 agents in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know specifically how many, you know, those 3,000 specialize in commercial, but for only having 20 or 30 that have this designation, I would think that that's very
good. But for me, that just shows a level of expertise on your behalf that, and I wanted people to understand that there's very few people that go the that extra mile to not only be educated, but to know and have the expertise in the commercial business.
That's right.
And it is a several year process.
Yes.
The courses are college level I've heard people say master level. I don't know if I'd go that far, but
they talk about MBA.
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm Googling all this information, and one of the Google links was, you know, is a CCIM like an MBA? You know, and so anyway, it was just interesting. I thought it was great. But then again, when we were talking about this last night, Jacob and I, you know, I said that's probably one of the reasons why Brenda and I have connected so well is because she is really in tune with the real estate industry as well as being educated and wants to be prepared for her customer and clients every time she gets with them. And I said, it's just one of those things we're just kind of connected, and the level of service that we like to bring to the table is so similar. And, you know, we like for people to have good experiences. You know, we're people pleasers, right?
Well, for sure. You are now officially only the second person that I've met that has designations in real estate. She was the first. Like, I have not, in Arkansas, I have not met anyone else that has designations. Now, not to say that they don't, but they don't talk about it if they do. And I think that's something that you guys should really, you know, talk about a lot and market yourself that way, because it does. It shows an extra level of, you know, just diving deep into the things that really matter and the details.
So one of the things that I think Jacob said, you know, upon your introduction was that you have been a native your entire life. So talk to us a little bit about maybe the changes, you know, from, you know, your childhood to, you know, now being an adult and now you're doing commercial, because I mean, it's a whole different landscape out there and the lay of the land in the market. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I love telling this story because it is so different. I grew up in Springdale. Springdale, Fayetteville were the towns you went to. You didn't think about going to Bentonville. There is why. Why would you go to Bentonville? Rogers, maybe you would go to Dixieland Mall. Maybe, but probably not. So now it's honestly, almost complete opposite, I think. There's still people that absolutely love Fayetteville, stay Fayetteville, and whatever. And so I'm happy to work Fayetteville.
Right.
I'm happy to work wherever. But the shopping, the restaurants, the when 49 came in, and way back then.
Right.
You know, you're talking to a local if they call it the bypass.
Right.
Because it used to be the bypass around Springdale, Fayetteville.
Right.
See, and I've only lived here 12 years, and I, you know, I still remember when it was called 540.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got a little bit of history here, but definitely not to your level.
So, and when that really became the main focal point, then the really growth along that corridor from Fayetteville to Bentonville really started to grow. And of course, we have the major giants here, which bring in a lot of people. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I just love our area.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, it just goes to show, you know, over time how everything does evolve and change and just what and the landscape and what it looks like. So that's great. So, you know, when you start the conversations with your investors, you know, what are the questions? Because, you know, of your experience and all of that, what questions are they asking you as a commercial realtor? What kind of questions and what kind of answers are you giving them that's going to be different than, you know, that could maybe spark something for a realtor that's going, you know, I might want to sell some commercial. I don't. You know that. I want to stay so far away from it. I hate to say that, but I really want to stay away from it. But what are the things that could maybe help them as they're trying to establish themselves in the commercial arena?
Well, would you like me to talk about that or what the investors?
Yep.
What the investors ask. So they'll know what the questions are going to be for sure.
So typically, an investor will be wanting to know which areas where the growth is actually happening,
right?
Or it's going to expand to, because that's one of them. Because if you buy immediately where the growth is, there's a huge price difference. So you're going to need to know that. They're also going to ask you, do you have relationships with lenders? Which people should I go see?
Yeah.
They also have questions about, do you have resources for engineers, architects? Do you have, what's your market knowledge of this particular section of whichever category they're wanting?
Right, right.
In commercial. And so those are just the basic questions you're going to encounter.
Okay. And you really hit on something that's very true. So you have to really keep an eye on, you know, the market trends, because like what you said, you know, the price difference is going to be way different if they're trying to jump into a market where it's really hot versus a market where it's not quite hot yet, but it's going to become hot. Does that make sense?
And so
I love the way you said that. You know, it's like, hey, I'm watching the market. I'm watching how things are happening, what's evolving. And so I think this over here might be a really good place for, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Depends on, you know, what their goal is, obviously, because their goals are a little bit different. So what have you noticed is a concern to some of the investors coming to the, I mean, like, because we have a lot of people coming from, obviously, out of state with money. So
what are some of their concerns? Their concerns are, how quick can I turn this property? What is the best use for this property? And how long does it take to get something built, developed, leased out, or ready turnkey to sell?
Right.
That's really what they like to know, because that has everything to do with their cash flow.
Now, what percentage of investors come to you that are just wanting to invest in something and they have no idea versus an investor that has a very specific, let's say they're bringing a brand, like a franchise or something. So what percent, do you ever have investors come to you and say, you know, I have this much money I want to invest. I want you to.
It's your beginner.
Right. Do you ever have anybody like that?
That they have a certain brand?
No, that they have a certain dollar figure, but they have no idea what they want to invest in.
I have not encountered that yet, because commercial investors, they're savvy.
Yeah.
They're very savvy.
Yeah.
They're very smart. So
speaking of that, let's just say that we have someone that's listening that might be an investor. So what would be some good advice that you would give them if they, you know, a first-time investor and they're trying to figure out what kind of investment or what should they do, or, you know, what are the, I mean, I know that for me, you know, would be to call someone that has all the answers and to have them lead me by the way, because, you know, I'm kind of close with my money and I don't like to lose it. So I want to make sure that someone is protecting my best interest. And so that would be calling a commercial realtor like yourself that has the expertise. But what are some things that you can do for that beginner?
So what I would say is, I want to ask, there's several things you have to ask. So I would ask them, what is your interest? What is your end goal? What do you want to accomplish? Are you comfortable with multifamily? What is your comfort level? How much do you want to spend? How much do you want to invest on the front end before you get your money back? That's huge, because some of these commercial deals, you have to invest millions before you get your money back.
Isn't that the truth? And I mean, we can definitely see that just by looking at what's going on around us, for sure, and just the market area. So, well, one of the things that we didn't touch back on was, you know, if you were a realtor and you just kind of wanted to know, okay, what are some words or some language, you know, that makes you sound like you know what you're doing, you know, because, you know, we all use these little phrases here and there.
Yeah. So, a common word is cap rate.
Yeah.
Rate of return.
Right.
Well, rate of return and cap rate are definitely things that I hear all the time, but I don't really know much about. So I like those. Yeah. Because I know, I mean, they do. They sound really fancy. But there's a lot of calculations that go into those.
Yeah. And the thing about the difference between the cap rate, and I find this interesting with a lot of investors.
Uh-huh.
They're interested in the cap rate, which is the money that you get percentage-wise on your first year. It's not 5 years down the line. Right. Yeah. Now, that would be your rate of return. And a lot of times, investors only look at the cap rate.
Right.
And then that's when I do my calculations with my calculators and go, look, here's your cap rate right here, but here's your rate of return.
That's interesting.
In like 5 to 10 years if you're going to hold on to it.
Yeah. When I'm listening to books and things, I only hear about cap rate. So that's very interesting. So I like that you pointed that out. Yeah, because that's the important thing is your long-term rate of return.
That's right. And it typically is always a lot more.
Okay.
So there's so many different things about commercial real estate. So you've got your office space and retail. I mean, can you kind of name things to people so they get the whole scope of what, you know, commercial real estate is? So you've got office, retail, industrial, and things multifamily and multifamily.
Land.
And so... What are the key components? Because, you know, our market here, can you give us a dive into what's going on, like what's going on right here in Northwest Arkansas so people can get an idea? Are we okay? Because, I mean, if you listen to the news, you would think that commercial real estate wasn't that great. So can you give people a little bit of indication that we're okay?
Oh, yes, for sure. So recently I went to the Skyline Report, which is amazing. And everything that was said that we are actually above the trend. So like if one city has tons of office space for lease, we are either right there or the demand is still high for lease space. It is still way high for industrial. It is still way high for multifamily. Our area is really incredible.
Correct.
Because of the giants that are here, which help.
Right.
And, but yeah, our area in the commercial world, I find it's very beneficial for any investor who wants to come in. And that's the other thing on the investors who want to come into our area. Part of my job as a commercial broker is to educate them. Mm-hmm. They've heard about it, but they don't really see the numbers because of where they live. It's not the same market
at all. Yeah.
Right. And just their return on their investment. So, so you talked about the cap rate and then you talked about the return. So can you go into a little bit of explanation about, because there's not just one formula for everything. No, I mean, there are multiple formulas, correct? Can you speak to that a little bit so people kind of understand what that is?
So to figure a cap rate, you have basically three components, and it's a real quick, easy formula.
Yep.
And it does not account for expenses throughout the years. It doesn't account for any of it. Now, the rate of return, you have one of the things that's good about a rate of return is when you're trying to compare two different properties, you're going to figure out which one actually makes you the most money at the end game, because that's what we're all wondering.
Right.
So on that, you have the purchase price, what you bought it for.
Mm-hmm.
You have the carrying cost per year, because it's not free to hold this property,
right.
And then the projected sales price at the end. Now, to get the projected sales price, there's this whole other formula that you use to get that. And you have to kind of gauge with what the past market's done and the future, what you can anticipate. So you can either go conservative or you can bump it up a little bit. I give my people two different, here's conservative and here's what you would want. And so you base it off of, and then also the holding period comes into play too.
Right.
So it all factors in, and it's really incredible whenever you can put the numbers in the system and you're like, okay, well now this is an easy choice because now you see what kind of return you're going to get on a property.
It is. It's really incredible. I've sat down during some workshop and they had these formulas and they laid it all out.
and you look at it and you go, oh, you know, and you're thinking one thing, you know, when you look at one, but when you sit down and do the math on all three, and then you go, oh, okay, so if I was to project this out 5 years, oh, but this one over here is actually, you know, doing much better. And so, you know, that's the thing. You have to know, number one, the formula is you have to know how to apply it and what the end game is and what the goal is, for sure. Right. For sure. So I love that. So when you have investors visit with you and they go, okay, I got to find money. Where do they find money?
Oh, okay. So if they don't have cash, which a lot of times in the bigger deals they don't, I can direct them to different lenders depending on what property type category that they're interested in. Some lenders, commercial lenders, specialize in land development. Some specialize in warehouse space or storage buildings, and there's small business loans that they can get, SBA loans. And so it's my job to stay in touch with these different lenders. And I do,
right?
Because when I have somebody, I'm like, oh, I know exactly where you need to go. So they really expect that out of a broker.
Right. Awesome. Well, I know you've got great connections because you bring attorneys, you bring engineers. I mean, you've brought all kinds of people to our BNI meetings. So yeah. I know that you've got great friends and lots of resources at your fingertips for sure. So,
yeah. Well, it is time for station identification. You can find us on YouTube on the Real Estate Experts podcast channel. You can also find us anywhere you get your podcasts. The Roofing Experts of Northwest Arkansas are your go-to experts for roofing. It's in the name, experts. If you want a roofing expert, call the Roofing Experts. We stand behind our work so you can stand under it. This is the Real Estate Experts Podcast. So we're getting close to the end of our time with you today, and I wanted to put it on you now to let us know what maybe some things that we haven't covered today. You know, and we're speaking to agents out there. So maybe it's agents that are maybe in residential and maybe they want to, you know, start to get into commercial.
Okay.
Maybe talk us through that.
Okay. So when I started real estate, I was solely residential and commercial scared me to death. So, but I love it now. Not tired. So what I did is I got the foundation education with designations in residential. And my suggestion, really, if somebody is thinking about it, they really need to get the education behind the commercial. You gain a lot of respect from the commercial agents and the commercial brokers, the lenders, everybody out there. If you know the language and you can speak the language and you don't ask them 100 questions, what does that mean? Because trust me, they speak the language. That's really key. And that's why I really wanted to get my CCIM. And it really has been a slow process because it's so much at one time. And plus, I still have to work and
right.
Real estate.
Right.
So that's one of my recommendations. The other one is if you can find a coach. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a commercial coach that I listen to. It's a Zoom. And
right.
Great. And it's every day, Monday through Thursday from 10 to 11 Central. And it's amazing. I have learned so much through that coaching system that when I do take my CCIM classes, then it actually helps a
awesome.
Lot.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, education, again, is huge. And if you think you might want to get into it, and if you can locate a commercial agent to help you, to educate you, and this is really what it's about, are you sure you want to?
Right.
One of the things that I would recommend for a residential agent is that if really there is so much to learn in commercial, that if you do not protect your clients well enough, it is really scary.
Yeah.
So really, I always recommend referral. and I'm happy, pay a referral fee.
Sure. Well, and that's, you know, it's not much different than residential, right? We need to be an expert when we're doing something, right?
We
need to make sure that we're representing the client to their best interest. And sometimes it's okay to not know something, but then to give it to someone that does or bring them in on the transaction, right? Can't you like do something in that arena?
You can, but it really... that person can be a part of it. Absolutely.
Sure. Right.
They can go with me wherever they want. They can stand with me. But I think it can get complicated. But I'm for it.
Right.
That's what they want to do.
Right.
Well, you're both right. It's similar in the fact that you need to be an expert, a real estate expert at what you do. But it's so different. Residential to commercial is just, it's a different world. Like you said, different language, different terminology.
Different demands.
Yes.
Different demands. Yep. I mean, and you're working with corporate people.
Yep.
They know the language. They know what, you know, they already know what they need and what they want. And you're just there to find it, you know, and to lend your expertise in helping them locate whatever it is that they're looking to do. So do you have any great stories for us today? Anything wonderful that you thought, you know, that you've seen or done in this industry that would just be, you know, interesting to our listeners?
Well, one of the interesting things is about this industry is it seems no matter what role you're in, residential or commercial, you get leads from listings,
right?
So that's kind of how I got into it. But to give you a story, let's say, one of my last ones that I worked on and got closed was this property, and it had its own unique challenges. It was an acre, and it has a residential house on it, and we can, and there was an 8-inch sewer line in it going just about down the middle of it. So with all of these things being revealed, I was about to put it under contract myself.
Right.
So, of course, I told my buyer all this. The seller was unaware of it. And so it all got disclosed. And to make things work, I had to bring in, like you said, an engineer and a construction company, a builder who actually builds what my client was thinking about building. So I brought him in to get me an estimate for it. And then it's going to work. We got it closed. But that deal, and here's the other thing about commercial. There is no 30-day close. Never.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. So this started in November of 23. It closed February this year, 24.
Right.
And it got extended two different times. I had to keep everybody's emotions state calm.
Uh-huh.
And work through it. And representing both sides in any situation can get complicated, and you have to create like unilateral emotions, really. You have to go, okay, this is really what's going on over here. And then you have to tell the other side, this is really what's going on over here. And it's just, it can be a handful.
Well,
what
I was thinking as you were saying that too is, you know, again, talking to maybe a realtor that is wanting to jump over to commercial, is that those transactions can take quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
there's a lot of back and forth and a lot of, sometimes you're probably waiting on planning and zoning and, you know, to see if that's going to be even a feasible project.
Right.
And so that takes months. And so,
there's just so much legality that comes to commercial zoning, you know, just all of those kinds of things that come up during the process that can put an axe on a deal. You know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, that's not going to go.
Yeah. So one of the other interesting things that I find about commercial is that when you work with a client on a commercial piece of property, It's not one and done transaction, you're done. Mm-hmm. No, that's just the first part of it,
correct.
Right? And then it gets better and better. So the next phase is helping the client with the development stage of it, about the city offices and getting the engineers and the lenders and everybody involved. So then the next phase after that is getting the property leased out,
right,
and getting it full, and then holding it, and then eventually selling it. So really, in a commercial deal, it can be a 5 to 7 year process.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, it is one of the neatest things. And this project that I just talked to you about, this closing, that's what it's going to be.
Great.
And it's going to be great the whole way through. I really can't wait till he starts doing something on it.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love that.
Well,
and I love the growth.
Yeah, good deal. So we are going to move into our book recommendation today. And then we have a little surprise for you at the end. So I'm just going to put that on the table for a minute. My book recommendation this week is $100 Million Leads by Alex Hormozi. And as I started listening to his, he has two books. They're very short, very, very quick reads, and very interesting. Just his story of how he went from basically almost bankrupt to literally $100 million net worth in a matter of 5 years. It was a really impressive story. But he has some really good tips for getting leads, social media, all kinds of great stories there.
Give us a $1 million lead this morning.
$100 million lead.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that stands out most to me about his books are the things that he does on social media. He is, and I didn't even know the guy before it popped up as an ad on Audible. And then I really started diving in and following him on social media. Just some really impressive things that he's doing there. That is our book recommendation for them.
Okay.
So now for the fun stuff. So we have a surprise for each of our guests. I don't know if you've listened to our podcast before with a guest, but we have a lightning round at the end. And so we like to put people on the spot. So first one's going to be your favorite movie of all time.
Pretty Woman.
Okay. That's her favorite movie. Look at that. See, again, you guys are soul sisters. if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life without gaining weight, without losing weight, what would it be?
Broccoli. I just love broccoli.
Really? Okay, I was gonna say, wow.
chocolate or ice cream? Yeah, chocolate ice cream.
Any favorite form of chocolate? Chocolate ice cream? Okay. favorite day of the week and why?
Wednesday, because you can analyze how much you got done. You got more forward to look forward to at the weekend. It's just a good day. There's like hardly any meetings that day. There's just, I like Wednesday.
Huh?
Good.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one you live in?
Destin.
You know what is so crazy to me, and I'm sorry, I have to go on a tangent here. I never even heard of Destin, Florida before I moved to Arkansas. They did some amazing marketing in this area because everybody here goes to Destin.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's 12 hours away. You can drive it if you want.
Okay.
Florida is the beach destination.
And doesn't the airport go direct to it's a direct flight?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. It does not.
Not have a direct flight. Okay.
But it's 4 hour drive. So that's not too bad.
So it's not bad.
You can knock that out one day. Yeah. It's crazy to me. Like everybody here goes to Destin. I had never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It was like one time on Facebook, I looked and I could walk down the Destin beach, no kidding, and say, hi, how are you doing? How are you doing? Because all my clients were at Destin. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's hard.
Oh, that's wild.
Well, networking on vacation.
Yeah, I love that for you. That's awesome.
Okay, last one. What is your biggest pet peeve?
I don't know.
See, we like putting our guests on the spot.
Either being controlled or not having control, probably.
Okay.
You can't do something about a situation.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I agree. Yeah. When you're in a situation and you're trying to analyze and figure out what the best solution is, and you can't, you know, this is what I try to tell
people all the time. We can't control other people. We can only control ourselves, you know? And so anyway, yeah, I like that.
Well, very good. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to get to know you there a little bit with our lighting around. So thank you so much for coming on today. And so how can people connect with you?
Okay, so what's your channel?
Are you on social media? Facebook?
She's on Facebook. Okay, so I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
It's Brenda Lee, Remax Real Estates. And she has a fancy thing that when she calls me, it scrolls up on my phone. And so it's got a different font and everything. And it says Realtor on it with the R and everything. So she's got it going on.
Yeah, I have a commercial website. I have a residential website. I mean, really, the easiest way to find me is Google Brenda Lee Realtor.
And you
Arkansas,
just
in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did Arkansas and I pop up. Right. I mean, that's really it.
But that's great. If you,
I think
you
when I get Brenda Lee Realtor, you popped up.
Yeah. If you only have to Google those three or four words, that's great.
Yeah. You have to put Realtor because we all know Brenda Lee, the singer.
Right? Oh, yes. Yes. There you go. Okay.
Well, yes, she's still alive.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great having you. So where can you connect with us? Well, we are on social media, the Real Estate Experts Podcast, on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find us anywhere you get your podcast. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.